Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests. Boy, we had quite a conversation the other day about vaping and this all-out, suddenly in the news, attack on it, banning it. Dan, did you happen to see what the final Twitter poll was? Wasn't it around 34-35%?
Yeah, let me pull that up for you real quick, Dom.
Yeah, and again, these are people that are sensitive, as I am, to keeping government out of our lives as much as possible, right?
So we asked, should vaping be banned? 31% said yes. An overwhelming 69% said no.
Yeah, but that kind of disappoints me that only 69% said that, Dan.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
I don't know if they're just, it's the hysteria of the day, maybe because President Trump said it, they feel they can't be disloyal to President Trump. Look, it's not being disloyal to the president. When the president's wrong, he's wrong. When the first lady's wrong, she's wrong. Are they wrong in this? Is this much of a threat, particularly to teenagers? All right, joining us is a South Jersey-located guy. Greg Conley is the president of the American Vaping Association, or as he's like to be known, Dr. Evil. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That seems to be when you were on CNN, Greg, your calling card. Now, we played for listeners, Greg, this debate with Dr. Gupta, and you said something toward the end of it about you were wrong, like you were wrong about marijuana. What were you referencing with Gupta on marijuana?
Sure. So for years, Dr. Gupta was one of the many TV talking heads that would lend credence to the idea that medical marijuana, there's nothing to it. It may be if we study it for years and years, but right now, no one should have access to it. That's something that seems absurd, especially now. And he came out about 2 years ago, years after many had realized, yeah, people should be able to have access to it, and admitted he was wrong. And so I fear and think that Dr. Gupta is going to be one of the ones who in 10, 20 years recognizes that they were wrong about vaping.
Okay, fair enough. Now, what is your best guess, or what's the official position of your organization as far as these deaths and illnesses and problems? What is it that we know, or you would argue we know about this and the causality of it?
Our position is that it appears that virtually all or all of these illnesses are actually linked to bootleg contaminated THC cartridges that are being sold by drug dealers. You have multiple state health departments that mm-hmm. have linked these bootleg THC cartridges, the problem is not the THC, it's the thickeners that these drug dealers are putting in the cartridges, where if you have proper manufacturing in Colorado or Washington, that's not really happening there. It's these drug dealers that are doing bad things by incompetence, mostly.
Now, are people on the left the main people wanting to ban this or not? Just your ballpark here, because here you have Melania Trump and President Trump saying that very clearly, whether President Trump moves on that or not, Greg. So what do you make of that, why President Trump would engage in this?
Before this week, it yes. was, by and large, the left. It was okay. rare for Republicans to truly embrace prohibition on this topic. But it looks like what happened this week was that the HHS Secretary Azar is no libertarian by any means. He really dislikes these products. And so they took data to Trump showing that there's been an increase in youth usage, youth experimentation. And with that, they briefed him on, there are these deaths across the country. What should we do? I think that if we ban flavors, that will reduce youth usage. So they're not telling President Trump that, or they're likely not telling President Trump about the links to THC.
All right, let's talk about those flavors. CNN really tried to come after you on that. It was fascinating to me to hear the breakdown that more adult flavors like mint and that type of thing, you were arguing those are not necessarily the only things that are popular. Is there a breakout that you know that adults are using these Fruit Loop things and stuff like that?
There are multiple studies, both in the U.S. and U.K., showing that fruit and sweet flavors, usually they don't get down to so ingrained to go to actual names.
Okay.
But people describe what they use the most as adults and as ex-smokers as fruit and sweet flavors.
All right. Now, I could go a couple of different ways on this. I thought youth smoking, I'm a former teacher, and I had to do bathroom duty and all that stuff. And I remember toward the end of that, there's really just such a diminishing of teenagers smoking. The only ones in one study were white teenage females because they thought they'd gain weight, that type of material. Is there not an argument here, though, that this makes this getting moving toward the smoking thing, it makes it cool again? Juul and others are very cool. They're very popular. They're enticing in that. Does that not make it one step closer to starting smoking cigarettes and the like?
It's one argument, but it hasn't panned out. These products have been around for 10 years, and not only have you seen smoking among teens continue to decrease, as you'd expect, but you have seen a rapidly declining teen smoking rate, faster than historical averages by far. We just had, while we had this increase in experimentation from 2018 to 2019, the largest decrease in possibly in U.S. history, at least of the past 30 years, in teen smoking. We're now at about 5%, which is a number that was unheard of. Nobody actually predicted 10 years ago we'd be at 5%.
Is the age the same thing state by state, do you know, to buy these products as it would be to buy cigarettes or tobacco products?
We're now at 15 plus states that have raised the age to 21, but
okay.
Most states are still 18.
How about Jersey? What are they at, 21?
Jersey is at 21.
Yeah, I would. Do you know Pennsylvania, Greg?
Pennsylvania is 18.
18. Okay, well, I think 18 is fine. I'm fine with that. So have we seen a run on vaping products now as a result of this? Are you sensing that? Is that what people are doing? They're going to stockpile?
It is certainly starting to happen. And it's not just the stockpiling. You have people who are going online and purchasing nicotine so that they can make their own. Because aside from having to buy the nicotine, all the other ingredients, propylene glycol, vegetable glycerin, and flavorings are commonly available. But there's a great danger to that, in that if you use an oil-based flavoring, that's what has been causing these illnesses with the THC. It's inhaling oil into your lungs. So the actual professional industry is not using oil-based food flavorings in their e-liquids, because that's a danger.
Now, I would predict, but you're the guy that might have more evidence. My gut tells me what will happen if this ban. Now, would this ban be, do you know, is it threat by executive order through the Health and Human Services and the president? Is that what the threat is, to ban it?
There may be an executive order involved, but the way it works to try to make it as short as possible is that right now, all e-cigarette products, the current date is May of 2020, where they need to apply to the FDA for permission to stay on the market. And what it appears that what will happen is that they will move that date. HHS will say, nope, actually, you need to submit your PMTAs for any flavored products, including mint or menthol, by maybe November 1st or December 1st. And you have 30 days to sell off your stock. So they aren't, it probably will not be an executive order. Maybe if he wants to make a press show out of it, there will be. But HHS seems to believe they can do this independently.
Now, in the CNN interview, it appeared that you were not directly ruling it out. Would you accept some form of restriction, your organization?
Would I accept what?
Yeah, some form of restriction. Would you accept something rather than outright banning?
Yes. We were very virulent opponents of Tobacco 21 because we believe when there's still 18, 19, and 20-year-old smokers, they should have the right to access a vaping product. But ultimately, if that's going to help to decrease access to 15, 16, and 17-year-olds, Tobacco 21, marketing restrictions, flavor names, flavor packaging, whatever you can do within the First Amendment, which does provide some commercial speech protections, those are the kinds of things that we should be looking at, not just going straight to prohibition when we literally have an example of us that is happening across the United States right now of what happens when you enact prohibition and you're seeing it with THC cartridges.
Right. And also people then might just go back to cigarette smoking. They may not want to go through all these bootleg and buying off a guy, hey, I got this over here or whatever. They may just decide to start to smoke again.
That too. And don't be surprised if this actually goes through and the supply is very restricted. Please don't blame the vaping industry next year or a year from now when smoking among youth goes up, because youth are going to experiment with something, unfortunately.
Where's your website, Greg? Where can people find you?
Our website is vaping.org, and you can watch us tonight, it looks like, on Chris Cuomo on CNN.
Wait a minute. It's going to be you?
It's going to be me.
Oh, baby, wait a minute. Let's drill down on this. are you going to be live in studio with Amano Amano?
I'm going to be in the Philadelphia Uplink studio.
Oh, okay. What a shame that you can't give us a full report. All right, so we'll be watching that tonight and certainly grabbing sound from that. I predict quite a Donnybrook. Is it just you and Cuomo?
As of an hour ago, just the one-on-one.
All right. Well, I would say smoke them if you got them, or whatever you say with vaping. Be ready for that. It's going to be one to be memorable. Hey, Greg, we'll be watching tonight. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.